Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, a perfect start to every Arizona weekend. You've had plenty of opportunity over this past week to get anxious over any one of about 17 million different things, right, Rolls? I mean, if you want to get nervous about the global state of things, you certainly had your fill of anxiety this past week. And here at Rosie on the House, we just take all those anxieties, we melt them into a big pot, and we pour them out, and they're gone. It's an excellent way for you to decompress. It's an excellent way for you to tune in to the environment of getting reinvigorated throughout the course of the whole weekend. We are your perfect start to every weekend, broadcasting live from the Saba Home and Garden Show at the Tucson Convention Center. Opens up at 10 a.m. this morning, runs through 7 p.m. this evening. And tomorrow, Sunday, it'll be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be broadcasting here through 11 o'clock this morning. Then we'll move down to our booth on the floor, and you can come down and see all the 300 exhibitors that are here. There's about 15 that are Rosie certified. You can find them by the big teardrop banners and know in confidence that you're dealing with a great company. And we've got a special guest in here this half hour because, as you know, if you read the Arizona Republic article or the Casa Grande Dispatch or the Green Valley News or the Arizona Daily Star, you know we're talking this weekend about home smart technology. And how do you want to make your home smarter than you? So we brought in a special guest, Chad Carney of AV Specialist, right here in Tucson. Chad, thanks for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us here, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, I don't know how you get into this business, and I don't know how you stay in the business of audio, video, and electrical installations, because someone has to just stay in tune with what's coming out this hour.
It's almost evolving by the minute, it seems. Yes.
Gosh, it is. Now, how long have you been doing it? What's the story about AV Specialist?
Well, I started in the industry back in 92, fresh out of school, pretty much. Did some learning on the job training with a company that specialized in building nightclubs all over the United States.
So, okay.
I got into the field starting from a commercial aspect. And back in 92, it was a little different. We didn't have a lot of home theater. It was a lot of two-channel.
Well, as I remember, 92, 93 was about the time the Federal Trade Commission was trying to decide whether or not to put the dual-head DVR recorder so you could duplicate tapes unauthorized.
Yeah,
VHS.
VHS,
yeah, right out of beta. a lot has changed, and as obviously technology changed, and as time went on, it integrated into much more. Home theater became popular, and I decided I didn't want to travel all the time, build nightclubs all over the place, so kind of stayed home here and concentrated on local technologies. And for me, there's only so many clubs you can do in Southern Arizona, so we migrated into home theater and design, and it has really changed into almost controlling anything you or everything you would ever desire at this point. So we've got our hands in a little bit of everything.
Well, there's like these gray borders now in between the home theater and the security and the home lighting. I mean, it really is all blended into one industry right now.
It has. So that puts us, that suits us well, since we're also electrical contractors, to be able to facilitate the transition between lighting control and thermostat control and home automation. We're kind of at the forefront of that, and there's a lot of technology out today that makes that very easy to integrate. And you don't have to have your house pre-wired from day one specifically to accommodate all the needs. And that's probably the biggest changes with today's technology, is there's the availability of the wireless communication. And all these other vendors are coming to play with their products that have that technology built in that we're able to communicate to wirelessly.
Now, I'm sure you've seen the AT&T commercial.
Yes.
Where there's the husband and the wife on a patio at a vacation retreat.
Yes.
And the kids pull up, and he's like, "Did you lock up everything?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah, 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 Dad." And he looks at his phone. He's like, "Yeah, sure you did." And then he goes back to his home, and the faucet's running, and he shuts it off. The
Lights are on.
The lights go off. The door's locked.
Unlocked.
Yeah.
Hey, how realistic is that?
In that particular commercial with what they provide, not very realistic, but it gives you a platform to understand what is possible. Could we shut your water off? Yeah, but we would be shutting the main off outside and until someone comes out with a faucet that we can communicate to. And I'm sure it's down the road because we're already communicating to refrigerators and stoves and microwaves. Pools, spas, blinds, door locks, garage doors.
The first electronic house show expo I went to was in Long Beach, and it was a refrigerator they were developing that reads barcodes.
Yes.
So if you were at the grocery store and you're trying to remember, do I have green onions? Do I have mayonnaise? Do I have milk? You can look up and find out, you know, this was the building concept. So you could see what was in your refrigerator and the day you scanned it in. So if you knew it was close to the expiration date. So you knew, if while I'm here at the store, should I go ahead and pick up some more milk? Because mine's probably sour right now.
I don't know that that's practical, but today with communicating with those devices, you're pretty much, my refrigerator's on. It's at the right temperature. You know, the ice machine, I put it on high speed, so I'm having a party, or you're checking your oven so you can change the temperature or do some stuff like that remotely. I think that's more realistic on how you would use those kind of devices. But yeah, I don't think you're scanning your products as you're putting them in. Not that I've ever seen anyway.
Well, like I said, it was their big development idea.
Right.
And
sure.
One of the other selling points to it was that your refrigerator is now smart enough that it can match what's in your refrigerator against what you've pre-programmed as your favorite recipes.
Okay.
So it can tell you, here's what you can make today with what's in your refrigerator.
Right. That's a neat theory.
I haven't seen it on the market yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Well, what are you seeing on the market right now? I mean, for a guy that's been in the industry since the early 90s, it must be really hard to wow you.
It is. It really seems like every month there's some new product or new whiz-bang. And a lot of them are just, I think today's technology has changed to the point where it's making automation flexible and easy for the common person to have. It's
now
something.
You're looking at the most common person on the planet right now, Jeff. This thing makes me look so stupid.
Yeah, well, phones, it's... Have you learned how to use that phone? I mean, you can push an app and you can, you know, cursor around on it. And I
have to say, I'm still in my training wheels.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think that's the biggest misnomer on automation. And today's automation is easy for the end user, especially depending on what type you're using and making certain that it's designed and programmed properly. But we have a lot of seniors that take easy. I mean, usually technology is hard for some seniors. We've been able to provide them systems that they love. It's easy to use. If you can cursor left, right, up, down, and hit select, you can operate your entire home.
The best Christmas gift I've ever gotten was our AV specialist up in Phoenix. Is a guy by the name of Don Stabley. And Don had come and modified some of our theater stuff at the house. And we have a simple system. But I wasn't there, and he and Jennifer, my wife, conspired. You know what Rosie needs more than anything? He needs one easy-to-use, simple remote. Okay. And we need to get all these others out of his control, out of his sense. That single-point remote control, I think it's made by Harmony, I think it is.
There's a bunch of them out there.
Gosh.
He needs one.
That indicated to me how simple technology can become, because I have to tell you, it tends to aggravate me in many on many fronts.
I understand that. I experience that with clients all the time, and we try to offer solutions that get rid of the aggravation. You're able to take that box of 15 remotes and stick it in the closet. And with what we're showing at the show today, we're showing a company called Control4. They're a great automation company that has brought it to the masses. It's really easy to use. So when I was mentioning earlier about the on-screen interfaces where you can, if you can see an icon that looks like a TV and select it with your select and cursor over to the selection that you want.
I love it.
Select, play, you're done. So you can integrate today's homes that easily. All the interfaces is now done on the TV, kind of like when you go to a hotel and you see the on-screen navigation at a hotel where you select a movie and it shows you all the movies and then you cursor over.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So and with that technology, you can adjust your thermostats. You can look at the camera at the front door. You can turn on your pool lights and your spa, and it's all done graphically on the TV. Or it can be done on the remote you're holding, your iPhone, your iPad, the same display across the board, real simple, easy to use.
How about video phone? How far away are we from a nice video phone?
We're doing okay on video phone. I mean, there's a lot of technology out there, the Skype, with Apple, with their FaceTime.
Now, that can actually be put into my big screen as well, can it?
There's ways to do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so video communication has come a long ways, and you don't have to really have specific equipment to accomplish that in many, many times.
Okay. Well, when we come back, I want to talk more about what you have seen coming out on the market recently that comes even close to wowing you. All of it wows me because I just can't imagine, how it all interfaces, how it works, and how it all plays in. But we're going to cover more of that when we get back. Folks, we're going to take a short break here. Don't go anywhere, and we will be right back.